Craig Bolanos, I wish you were eligible for the question of the day, but as a guest of the program and one of my favorites from VestGen Wealth Partners, co-founder and wealth advisor, get retired, stay retired. Craig, how you doing tonight?
Well, I'm wonderful, but I don't know the answer either, John.
I'll have to tell you after we get off the air here. It might surprise you. It did surprise me. I think this is our first Craig Bolanos After Dark appearance here, too, in a while, now that the sun is setting behind me. And Craig, big news, the Fed cut exactly what we thought. So maybe not so much of the actual intrigue, but some palace intrigue to go along with it, huh?
Oh, it's like a soap opera, John. Are you kidding me?
Right?
We haven't had any rate cuts for a year, and this thing was hotly contested. Maybe there's some politicking involved. Maybe there's different things, but it wasn't a nothing burger. Let me repeat that. It wasn't a nothing burger. For all the listeners out there, the interest rates are going down. We got a quarter today. We're going to get a quarter in October, another quarter point reduction by December. So what's in the air? Lower CD rates, lower high yield money market and savings rates, lower mortgages, lower cost to borrow. And assuming the jobs data doesn't fall off a cliff, we're going to turn ourselves into a run hot economy.
Yeah, Craig, you're optimistic about the two more coming. And I was looking at the dot points or the plot points that are anonymous that the Fed governors put forward for the next couple of months. And yes, the majority were showing two rate cuts, but a significant amount were only showing one. So this is still going to be a little data dependent here for the next few months, right?
It's still going to be data dependent, as it should. It should always be data dependent. I'm happy the Fed has been very measured. John, if we pull the recordings, all year I've been calling for two rate cuts. What was on my wish list? Two rate cuts. Why didn't I want three rate cuts? I didn't want three because it would tell me that some areas of the economy are getting a little bit weaker. But the bottom line for me is this economy, outside of jobs again, looks good. Retail sales look good. ISM looks good. Earnings look good. Just about everything looks good except jobs, which have gone from great to good. The problem is after jobs go from great to good, they then go from good to okay, and you know what comes after okay.
Hopefully we don't get to that point, and we'll have to see. Earnings have still been pretty good, and the consumer churning along. I saw the retail sales number, was it yesterday or maybe Monday, popping pretty high. We're still spending.
Clearly, people are doing their job. I mean, retail sales up 0.6% versus 0.2%. Someone goes, that's a nothing burger? No, that's a 300% move to the plus side. So this is good data that's out there, and I want everyone to be focused on what matters. The markets climb walls of worry. New highs tend to make new highs. Don't fight the Fed. These are all investor slogans. And remember, when the Fed cuts rates in an economic period that isn't a recession, guess what? Markets do tend to continue to go higher. I think that's the setup that we have. Don't get me wrong. We'll have an air pocket or two. And if we do, I think people should buy them assertively as long as they're staying within their risk tolerance. And you know what? Life's not bad coming into the fall.
The new Fed governor, the 113th in the history of the Fed, Stephen, is it Moran or Miran? I don't quite know for sure.
M-I-R-A-N. I don't know how to pronounce his name because that's like me saying, is it Qatar or Qatar? I don't even know. I hear it different ways.
Well, where we were getting with that was that he used to be the economic advisor to President Trump. He wanted rates cut 0.5 percentage point. He's not alone in that. He was alone on the Fed today, but other people have suggested that as well. He thinks that we might get up to or would prefer to get up to like 1.25 cuts. Yeah, I never want to assign political motives to someone, but he was just appointed by the president. I don't know if this was like a hip fake to the president that he's got his back in the room.
Well, listen, anybody who's been screaming about getting rate cuts, you know, has been probably vying for a position. Everybody knows JP Jerome Powell's going to be on its way out. You knew that this appointee was definitively going to clamor for 50. But here's the thing. We want stuff to be data dependent. We have to pay attention to the simple fact that the inflation data is ticking up. It is ticking up, John, while the jobs data is ticking down. We don't need to make any large preemptive moves like larger rate cuts, like 50 basis points. That would be indicative that something is wrong. Nothing is wrong right now. slow and measured, gradual. That's what wins the race. And you know what I got my fingers crossed for? I want a month or two of more consistent, good economic data, because that'll give us a very positive setup going into 2026.
Yeah, I'd agree. I have been kind of saying all along, what is the rush? I understand it from a political perspective, and I understand it from the housing market's perspective of trying to gummy up the works a little bit of inventories that are just so tight because no one wants to move out of their 3% mortgage to a 6% mortgage. But other than that, cuts, you know, make us feel good, but they're often done during times of uncertainty, right? I mean, like three, like you said, three or four rate cuts, that might signal to me that the Fed thinks something is up.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, if all of a sudden we had a 50 basis point cut, I actually think this market would have sold off in a significant way, because that would be a little bit scary. People would be like, well, wait a second. Why the sudden change in tune? Why are we doing that? What's beneath the data points that we're not seeing? And the Fed does have more power than they used to be. Maybe some people argue the Fed's even a little bit more political than they used to be. Remember all the controversy last fall, John, when they gave us a rate cut right before the election? People were looking at that one cross-eyed. I'd like to think they just did what they needed to do with the data. I think they did the same thing here. But I think people should pay attention to something. A lowering of interest rates probably means a weaker dollar, probably continues to rally the price in gold, probably makes foreign investments look attractive, and people shouldn't just stay S&P 500. They should diversify and continue to consider getting some dollars onto the other side of the pond.
Diversify your diversifiers. That's what you always say, and I think you set up a couple great examples there. Craig, we are a little short on time tonight, but next time we come on, we'll give you a little more for your troubles. As always, you do great work. We love having you on. Co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Get retired, stay retired.com. Craig, take care, my friend.
Great to be with you.